Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Dalet, three lines on the top of Daf Ayin Dalet Mid Aleph, and Abaye previously mentioned the Shita of Rabbi Yenison Ben Shaul, and our Gemara begins the Tanya, Rabbi Yenison Ben Shaul Eimer, Reidiv Shei Reidiv Achaver Lahogoy, V'yoch Latzila Be'ech Meivar, V'lo Hitzel, Neregalov, that we learned to the Braisa that Rabbi Yenison Ben Shaul holds, that even though if Reuven is a Reidiv and is trying to kill Shimon, so Shimon can act in self-defense and kill Reuven, and even a third party, who we will call Levi, can kill Reuven in order to save Shimon, however, if either Shimon or Levi have the ability to maim Reuven, and for example, they could be Koitei Ragloi and stop Reuven, they must do so, and if they don't do so, they would be Chayiv Misa, and the Pashas, they would be considered regular Ritzach, and be Chayiv Misa's Bezin. However, Ayin Rama and Iri, who state that they would only be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, and as the Iri states, Afal Pishot Ritzua, Lahatzel Sarnir, the Benafshish Reidiv, Kol Shu Yoch Latzilu B'ech Mevar of Oisa, V'chol Shu Yoch Latzilu B'kach, V'loi Oso, El Shem Misa, Hareza Shefech Domim, El And the Kesef Mishnah explains Mashmal Rabbeinu the Efshalim is Shebezem Mishnah Yisai Shema Achashlein Eskaben El Lahatzel Leishayach Beyesra Leinok Rabbein Simen Shol Nereglov El Loi Meshu Chay Misal Shemayim. And keep in mind that certainly the Rabbanon Achilik on the Shita, and they hold that once the Reidif was Huta Atzum Lemisa, even if it's Yachal Lahatzel Beechamei Varav, Shimon and Levi would still be Potter. And the Gemara continues and asks My time with Rabbein Simen Shol, and the Gemara brings him a card. And we will first read the entire Gemara and then explain the Gemara as the Chsiv v'chiyunatzu anashim yachtov v'omra b'loza b'matzei shevimisa akosu b'dabo v'chsiv v'im osin yiyya v'nesat nefesh tachas nefesh v'afilu hachi omrachmano v'lo yiyya osin onesh yonesh yi amit b'shleim v'yoch latzu b'echam evarv v'linitu latzilu b'nafshoy haynu m'shkachs lo diyonesh k'goyin sh'yoch latzu b'echam evarv eli amit yoch latzu b'echam evarv nami yinitu latzilu b'nafshoy heichu m'shkachs lo diyonesh. And as we know, the Pesukim and Pashim Mishpatim teach us that if Reuven and Shimon are fighting and Reuven hits Rachel and kills her, then Reuven is Chayiv Misa. And Rabbi Leza explains that it must be that Reuven's original intent was to kill Shimon, and that is why he is Chayiv Misa even if he kills Rachel, as the Skavel Har Gezer of Har Gezer is Chayiv, as if he never intended to kill Shimon, then Reuven would be Potter if he killed Rachel, as he would be considered a Shoygeg. And yet the Torah teaches us that if Reuven didn't kill Rachel, but instead he caused Rachel to miscarry, then he has to pay the Dmei Vlodais to the father of the child. And the Gemara now continues and brings them a car of Rabbeinu Simen Shaul, that we know there's a din of Kamli Rabnei, and therefore Bishleim, if we hold that Miyach Lahatzel Bechem Evarav, then you can't kill a Reidev. So we could explain that the Pesukim are discussing a case where although Reuven was a Reidev, but it was Yach Lahatzel Bechem Evarav, and therefore no one had a right to kill him, and the din of Kamli Rabnei doesn't apply, and as long as he didn't kill anyone and isn't Chayim Misa, so Kamli Rabnei doesn't apply, and if he caused the fetus's death, then he is Chayim Mammon and Tashlumen to his father. But if you can kill a Reidif, even if it's Yoch Latzel Be'echme Varv, so Reuven was Chayim Misa, and Kamli Rabnei should apply, and why would Reuven ever have a Chiv to pay for Dmei Vlodais? And therefore it's Muchach, like the Sheet of Rabbi Yenison Ben Shaul, that if it's Yoch Latzel Be'echme Varv, then a Nirdof or a third party cannot kill a Reidif, and therefore Kamli Rabnei doesn't apply. However, the Gemara continues, and is still Mashani Hocha, the Misal Zeh, Tashlumen Zeh, and the Gemara is that this wouldn't necessarily be a raya, as even if Reuven is Chayiv Misa, however, in regard to the Dmei Vlodais, the din of Kamli Rabnei wouldn't apply, as this is a case of Misa Lezeh or Tashlum Lezeh, that Reuven is Chayiv Misa for being a Reidif and trying to kill Shimon, and is Chayiv Tashlumen for killing the Vlad, and Chayiv Tashlumen to the father of the Vlad, and therefore Kamli Rabnei wouldn't apply. However, the Gemara responds, Lo Yishna, the Amir Rava, Reidif Shayi, Reidif Achaber, Vishiba Sakilim, Bein Shal Nirdav, Bein Shal Kaladim Potter, My Taimon, and why is he Potter? As Mishai ben Afshehu, and similarly, Venerdo Sheshiba Sakilim Shal Reidiv Potter, however, shall call Adam Chayiv, and the reasoning is Shal Reidiv Potter, Shaloyehe Memoine Chavalov Migufai, and shall call Adam Chayiv, Shematzal Atzmoy Bemam Chaveri, and Rava continues with the third in Reidiv Shahi Reidiv Racha Reidiv Latziloi, Vishiba Sakilim, Bain Shal Reidiv, Bain Shal Nerdo, Bain Shal Kaladim Potter, and Veloy Minadin, and this is based on Xeria, Shemei Atoimakei Nimse in the Adam, Shematzal Chaveri, Miada Reidiv, and the Gemara responds that certainly come. Rabnei applies even in the case of Misal Zeh or Tashlum Zeh, as Rava taught us in his first example that if Reuven is a Reidev and running after and chasing after Shimon to kill Shimon, and Reuven breaks either the Kelim of Shimon or a third party's Kelim, Reuven is Potter, as the din of Kamal Rabnei applies even though it's Misal Zeh or Tashlum Zeh. And so Rava explains that ultimately Shimon is Chayim Misa and is therefore Potter from any Tashlumin, and we already see that even if Misal Zeh or Tashlum Zeh, he is still Potter, and we do say Kamal Rabnei Tane, and the Gemara continues with other dinim that Rava mentioned, which aren't relevant to our point. Rava also teaches us, if while Shimon, who is the Nidav, is running away from Reuven, and he breaks any of Reuven's items, then Shimon is Pata, and as Rava explains, that if Shimon can even kill Shimon, so certainly Shimon isn't liable if he damages or destroys Reuven's property. And as Rava states, Shalaihei Meine Chavav Migufai, and as Taisa states, the Benisit Lahatzilu Benafshai, Kloshke, the Nidav Meinai. However, Rava tells us, if Shimon damages the property of a third party, that Shimon will be chayiv, as ultimately he had enough from Levi's property, as he was hitzla atzmai b'mam chaveri. And Rava also teaches us that based on a takana, if Levi is trying to kill Reuven in order to save Shimon, then he's always pata. And even if Levi breaks the property of a third party, as if we wouldn't pata a third party or a good Samaritan, then no one would want to get involved and try to save another person from Rediv, as their potential liability would be too great. And our Gemara now continues and quotes from our Mishnah daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph that stated, "Aval Rediv Achav Behema v'Amichalos Hashabbos v'Aoyv V'Avidus Kichavim Emetzil Isra Benafshon." The Mishnah teaches us that even if someone is about to be mizana with an animal, which is similar to a case of raius, Emetzil Isra Benafshon, then one is not allowed to save Reuven from doing this avera by killing Reuven. And similarly, our Mishnah taught us that if someone sees someone that's about to be Michal Shabbos, or someone sees someone that's about to be Oved Avodah Zarah, so even though once Reuven does those Yisurim, he'll be Chai Misa, however, even so, Emetzil Isra Benafshon, as Lemaisa, there is no potential victim. And our Gemara begins by pointing out that the Chiddush of our Mishnah B'negei Avodah Zarah is Lafuke from the sheet of Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. And as the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learn to the Braisa, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai Omer, Rav Shimon Ben Yochai argues on our Mishnah, and he states, Ha'iv Avodah Kechavim, Nitin Latzil B'nafshay, Mikav Achimah, Umapkam Hedyet, Nitin Latzil B'nafshay, Pegam Gavoy, Loi Koshkein, that Rav Shimon Ben Yochai holds that if someone is about to serve Avodah Zarah, it is Nitin Latzil B'nafshay, based on the Kav Achimah, and the Kav Achimah is as follows, as since the Torah allows someone to kill someone that is Roy Debach Kaver Lahogoy, Ayachar Zacha, Ayachar Naim Rasa, where there's only a potential Pegam to a person, and it's still Nitin Latzil B'nafshay, so certainly where one is about to be Kaifa Be'ika and serve Avodah Zarah, we're allowed to be Matzalai Subinashai. And the Gemara asked, the how could Rav Shimon Ben Yochai say that we learned the din of Roidev B'negei Avodah Zarah from a Kal V'chema V'chi Einsh Min Adin, if we have a cloud that we can't learn any Einshin from a Kal V'chema? And the Gemara responds that Inech Hanami Rav Shimon Ben Yochai holds that we are Einshin Min Adin, and Ayin entices that this cloud of Einsh Min Adin is not similar to the standard machlekas that we have between Abai and Rava, if Einshin Min Adin or Einsh Min Adin, Ayin Sham. And Ayin the Ad Ramah Pagam Gavoy Le Koshkein Pagam Gavoy Shekaif B'makayim Alachas Kam V'kama V'le Mitzil Mifrach Mala Pagam Hedya Shekein Oysa Bay Maisa Da Filu Hachi Pagam Gavoy Chamet Fe Ayin Sham. And our Gemara now continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa Rab Lezber Rab Shimon Oime Hamachal Se Shabbos Nitin Latzil B'nafshoi Sovel Kavu Da Oma Oysa Ben Adin V'as Se Shabbos Bechil Chilom Avedis Kechavim. And once again, the Gemara states that the Chiddush of our Mishnah is Lafuke from Rab Lezber Rab Shimon, as Rab Lezber Rab Shimon is Chiluk on this part of the Mishnah as well, as even though the Tanav Mishnah holds that if someone's about to be Mechal Shabbos, Ein Mitzil and Eisim B'Nafshon, however, Rabbi Elazar of Shimon argues on a Mishnah and holds that Mechal Shabbos is Nitin Latzil B'Nafshon, as Rabbi Elazar of Shimon agrees to his father that Ein Shimon Adin, and by Avodah Zarah it's Nitin Latzil B'Nafshon, as Rabbi Shimon B'Yechoy explained, and Rabbi Elazar of Shimon extends this din to Shabbos based on Gzeir Shavah from the words Chilul, as Legabi Shabbos, the Pasuk in Pashki Sisa states, Mechal Moisumas, and Legabi Avodah Zarah, the Pasuk in Pashta Achrimais, Legabi Melech states, therefore, the din of Nitin Latzil B'Nafshay applies not only to Avodah Zarah, but to Chilul Shabbos as well. And the Gemara continues, Amar Abiechim Mishum Rav Shimon Yitzadik, Nimnu V'garmi Baliyas Beis Nitzah B'lud, Kol Avir Shabbaterim, Eim L'Odom Avor Val Tarag, Yav Val Yarag, Chutz Ma'avodis Kechavim, V'gil Arayis V'shivik Hasdamim. And Rav Yechon, in the name of Rav Shimon Yitzadik, teaches us one of the most famous Klolim in the Torah, and there was a vote, and they decided in the attic of Beis Nitzah, who was a person in the city of Lud, that although generally based on a pasuk in Pashas Achrimais that states v'chai behem, and we learn v'loish yomis behem, and therefore generally someone threatens someone that I will kill you unless you do a specific avera, then certainly one should do that avera, not be killed, and the din is yava val yareg. However, there are three major exceptions of avodah zarah, gilu rais, and shvichas damim, where the din is yareg val yavar, and a person should rather be killed than go and do these averas. And the Gemara continues and is avodah kechavim loy, v'atanya omer bishmol minayin shem amalei la'adam avodah kechavim v'al tareg minayin shiyavod val yareg tamalei mevchayim behem v'leishi amis behem, and yachal afidu v'hesya, tam v'leim v'leis sechal v'shem kachi v'nikdashti. And the Gemara asked that how can you say that by v'edizor the din is yarg val yavo, if Rabbi Shmuel told us that based on the pasuk of v'chai behem v'leishi amis behem, that even by v'edizor the general rule is yavo val yarg, and the only time that we would have a din of yarg val yavo b'negei v'edizor is if someone is trying to force you to serve v'edizor and he's doing so v'hesya in front of 10 Yisraelim, as the Gemara will bring down, and this is based on the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim that states v'lo yichalu Hashem kachi v'nikdashi b'sech b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem mekadoshchem. The reason why there's a chiyuv of yarug val yavo is based on a separate chiyuv who be mekadosh shmoi b'rabim. As Rashi states lo yichalu b'fehesya ikach chil Hashem v'tzorach lekadosh yis Hashem v'zel v'nikdashi shem moysin nafshoi al avos yitzrei. The Gemara responds inu de'oma k'rabbi Elazar the Tanya Rabbi Elazar ima v'havdas Hashem lekecha b'chol avavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol moidecha. We learn and the Gemara explains that those that were nimnu v'gemru are chaylik on Rabbi Shmuel, as they hold like Rabbi Elazar, who teaches us based on the pasuk and pasuk dvarim in the pasuk of Kriyishma that the Torah tells us that one must love Hashem with all of his heart and all of his soul and all of his wealth. And why did the Torah mention both nafshcha and moidecha? And this teaches us that the Torah understands that some people love themselves more than their money, while others love their assets more than themselves. And therefore, the Torah specifies that in order to show love to Hashem and not serve Avodah Zarah, then one must give up all their money or all their life. And this is the makar that by Avodah Zarah, there is a din of Yarg Val Yavar, and Ayin Rashi, V'haftashen Shem Lekecha, Mashma, Shalei Tamirenu, by Avodah Zarah. And Rashi continues, L'kach Nema, Klema, Te'avose, Chaviv L'cha, Yesim, Mikol Achav L'cha, and Ayin Demuk Yosef, who points out, Pirish, Ein Das B'nei Adam Shavis, Bekach, Yesh, Gufi, Chav L'ov Yosef, Mainai, V'yesh, Mainai, Chav L'ov Yosef, L'fikach, His Kirim Tarish, Neim Beferish, Shalei Litin Pesachim Pel, L'yetzahara, Lachlaik, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, and brings a Makar, B'negei, Gil Reis, and Shvichas Domim, that is a Chiv of Yarg Val Yavar. As the Gemara continues, Gil Reis, and Shvichas Domim, Kid Rabbi, the Tanya Rabbi Oime, as the Pasuk states, Kikash Yachim Ish Ori Eu, V'rtzachi Nefesh, Kina Dova Zeh, V'chimalu Madnu Muritzeach, Me'ata Reza Bolulamed, V'nim Salomed, Makish Ritzeach, L'nayim Rasa, Man Nayim Rasa, Nitin Latzila B'nafshoi, Afro Ritzeach, Nitin Latzila B'nafshoi, O Makish Nayim Rasa L'Ritzeach, and Ma Ritzeach, Yehurig V'al Yavar, Af Nayim Rasa, Tehurig V'al Tavar. And the Gemara explains that the Makar, that by Gilir Reis and Shvichas Domim, that is a klal of Yehurig V'al Yavar, is based on the Pasuk in Pasuk Yisetzei, by someone that is Ma'anis and Nayim Rasa, and the Pasuk compares an Anusa to one who's running after their friend to kill them. And since we don't have anything to learn from Reitzeach to Anusa, so we learn a din from Naim Rasa to Reitzeach. And since Naim Rasa is Nitin Latzil Ben Afshai, and the one who is trying to be Ma'anisar is a Reidif, so the same applies to a Reuven is trying to kill Shimon, that Reuven is a Reidif and Nitin Latzil Ben Afshai. And the Gemara now continues that we now learn a din of Naim Rasa from a din by Reitzeach, that since by Reitzeach it is clear that it is a din of Yehurig Val Yava, so the same applies to any Arias. And the din by Naim Rasa is also Tehurig v'al Tavar. However, the Gemara continues that although it seemed to be a very nice drasha that b'negei Ritzeach the din is Yarig v'al Yavo, however, the Gemara asks Ritzeach gufei minolon, we do not yet have makar that the din of Yarig v'al Yavo applies to a Ritzeach. As the Gemara explains, svaruhu da'hu da'asal kamei de'rova v'amalei amalei mari duroi zil katli l'planyo v'iloi katlin l'cha amalei l'klucha v'loi sikdal as miyem d'amad d'cha sumak tvei dil madam. And as there was a story that someone, and let's call it Reuven, came in front of Rava and stated that this non-Jewish governor of the city gave him a choice to either kill Shimon or the governor would kill Reuven, and Rava responded that certainly you can't kill Shimon, as who said your blood is redder than Shimon's blood. Ayin Rashi svaruhu shlei titcha nefesh chaveri, as when you will kill your friend, the ikotarti ibn neshama v'avera mipnei nafshai, and the only thing that will occur if the governor kills him is only that he will be dead, but no aver will actually occur. And the leka el chada ibn neshama v'hu lo yava. And Rashi explains further the chiyam rachmana laval mitzvah mishum v'chay behem mishum the yikar be'inu neshama yisrael, as a kash baruch who gives so much respect and so much value to the neshama of one of klai yisrael. V'hal gab yitzeh kivin to save safe ikka ibn neshama lo mihim mutu lava as mi yodeya she nafshay chaviva li yitzeh yaisu min nefesh chaveri hilkach tvar makan li nitin lutchais. And Rashi also states my chaz is the Dhamma Dach Sumak Tvei, Miyadeya Shehidama Chaviv and And the Gemara continues and teaches us two dinim that was said over the name of Rabbi Yechon. Number one, ki asr avdimi am Rabbi Yechon loishono el shloi b'shas gzeres hamachos al b'shas gzeres hamachos afilu mitzvah kal yarek val yavo. And number two, ki asr ravin am Rabbi Yechon afilu shloi b'shas gzeres hamachos loi amru al b'tzino al b'vahese afilu mitzvah kal yarek val yavo. And the first halacha is that avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Yechon that if it's a time of gzeres hamelach and of shmad, then the din of yarek val yavo doesn't only apply to the big three, but it even applies to the smallest of mitzvahs. Ayin demiri perushai b'shosh yamin melech lechzori al yisol k'divuchanetzu v'chaveira v'yigzal yisol v'atal dosam oy mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs. And the Gemara taught us another din that Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said over in the name of his Rebbe Rabbi Yechon that even where the din of yarek val yarek applies, it only applies b'makim tzina. But if someone is forcing to do an aveira b'fehesya, and as we will see, that means in front of 10 Yisraelim, then the din of yarek val yavo would apply. Gemara now asks, "My mitzvah kala?" And the Gemara responds, "Amr Rav Bar Yitzchak, Amr Rav, afilu l'shenuyai raks to the misano." The Gemara asks, "What is defined as a mitzvah kala?" And Rav Bar Yitzchak explains, "In the name of Rav, that even if a goy wants you to change the way to tie your shoelaces, you would still be required to be yarek val yavo." And as Rashi at Baron Amid states, "Shelagiu lahiv de kovim l'hamachas l'vavis l'kach." Ayn di adrama afilu mitzvah kala yarek val yavo b'pnei kiddush Hashem v'su mishum de asil misrach. And we continue on Daf Ayin Dal Amud Beis, and let us see the top Rashi on Daf Ayin Dal Amud Beis, Araksa de Misano. And Rashi explains, Srei Chanal, Shim Derech Oiv de Kachavim, Likshakach, Vederech Yisol, Bitin Acha, Kagoin, Shish Tzad Yahadis Bedova, and it has to be something that is relevant to a Tzad Yahadis, Vederech Yisol, Lias Nuyim, Afilu Shinuzeh, Sheinkam Mitzvah, El Minug Baalmo, Yakadish Hashem, Befnei Chaveir of Yisrael. And as we will see in a moment, Vahai Pahesio, Midab. And I in the top tesis afilu l'shnuya rak to the misano. And tesis states l'chayr mashma to minaleim mishunim mishal akum. That's mashma that the actual shoes that Jews wore were different than the shoes of goyim. However, after tesis asks a couple of questions, tesis brings down the shita rabbeinu tam the dafku ritzuis haminalei mishunis mishal akum that their shoes were all the same and it was only the shoelaces that were different. As the shal akum shchayris v'shal yisol levanais, as the goyim shoelaces were black and Jews shoelaces were white. Umisane uchben and Rosh who explains and the Gemara now continues and the Gemara responds, Om Rabbi Yaakov, Om Rabbi Yechon, Ein Fahesya, Pchusim Asar Bnei Adam. And the Gemara states, Pshita Yisraelim B'inon, Dechsiv, as the Pasuk states, Vin Kdashi B'tzech Bnei Yisrael. And the Gemara asks, what is the definition of Fahesya? And Rabbi Yaakov explained in the name of Rabbi Yechon that Fahesya refers to 10 or more Yisraelim, as the Pasuk states, Vin Kdashi B'tzech Bnei Yisrael. And we see the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the Issa B'Mechal Hashem is Dafka B'tzech Bnei Yisrael when you're amongst Klai Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Boy Rabbi Yemi, and Rabbi Yemiya now asks, would 9 Yisraelim and 1 guy be considered for Hesya? And the Gemara brings a raya that would not be considered for Hesya, as Tashmad, the Tani Rabbi Yanai, Achvad Rabbi Chiyah Ba'aba, Asya Teich Teich, as Ksiv Hachav and Rashi B'Sech Bnei Yisrael, the Ksiv Hachav Mibadu Mitech Ha'ida Azayis, and Mala Allah Nasar V'Kulu Yisrael, Afka Nasar V'Kulu Yisrael. And the Brisa states that Rabbi Yanai, who is the brother of Chiyah Ba'aba, learned this from Gzeir Shava, from the word Teich that states in Pashas Kedosh, as the Pasuk states, Vinatashi Besech Bnei Yisrael, and the word Teich that states, Benegayim Raglam in Pashas Shlach, as the Torah states, He Badu Metecha Eda Zeis, and since we know that the Raglam were 12 Yisraelim, Minus Yeshua Vekalev, Shaloi Hoya Ba'isa Eitza, therefore we see that to be considered Tzibar, there must be 10 Yisraelim, and Rav Yisraelim is not enough. And the Gemara now continues and asks, Va'esther Fahese Havoi, that Esther had a relationship with Achashverosh, and even if we will learn that Esther was not married to Mordechai, and therefore she was not an Ashishish. However, as Rashi states, Benivala Ivikovim, Vilay Master Nafshalakhtala, but Lamaisa this was public knowledge, and therefore it was considered for Hesya, and certainly the din of Yaharik Val Yava should have applied, and she should have been Master Nafshalamisa. And after we finish the Gemara, we we will get back to this long Taisis. And the Gemara continues and brings two explanations. As number one, Amar Abaya Esther Kaka Ilam Hisa, that since Esther was a passive participant and she was considered Kaka Ilam, so this din doesn't apply. And as Rashi states, Kaka Ilam he ain't Oisa Maisa, who Oisa Ba Maisa. And the Gemara continues, Rava Amar, Rava gives a different explanation. Hanos Atman Shani, the Leitim Hachi Hani Kvaki Vidimainiki, Hechi Avinalu, El Hanos Atman Shani, Hachanami Hanos Atman Shani. Rava explains that Achashverosh was doing this for his own Hana and wasn't doing this Lahavira Mirasa, and therefore this wasn't a Chil Hashem, and the din of Yarek Valyavo doesn't apply. And Rava brings a raya that since we know that around the time of a non-Jewish holiday, the Goyim would collect coals and would collect fire from all non-Jewish and Jewish homes, which they would place in a copper kli in their churches, and they would then heat up the area in order to keep the people warm. And we see that even though it was known by more than 10 Jews, and it was for Hesia, and these items which belonged to Jews were being used in some sort of way for Avodah Zarah, and really the din of Yarek Valyava should even potentially apply, even if it's not by Hesia, but the din of Yarek Valyava didn't apply since it was being done La Nos Atzmon and not La Avira Miyurasan. And as Rashi states, El Hoyel Va'akum Ein Miskavim La Avira El La Nos Atzmon Miskavim Shetzarech Lo Isa Akli Ein Kan Kiddush Hashem Li Hargalov Va'af Al Pi Sha'akum Ein Tzarech Lo El Lechik Avid Chavim Hanos Atzmon Hu Shetzarech Lo Isa Akli Ve'ino Eimali She'ever Ani. And the guy is not telling me that I should serve Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continues, Va'azir Rav L'tamei Da Amar Rav Iv Chavim Da Amar Li L'Hai Yisrael Ketoyla Spasta B'Shabta Uv Shadu L'Chivasa V'Loi Ketilin L'cha Likto V'Loi Liktle However Shadu L'Nahara Liktle V'Loi Liktoyl And my Taima La'Vui Milsaka Bayi. The Gemara explains that Rav is going L'Shitasai, as he previously taught us, that if a guy tells a Jew to cut a spasta off of the ground on Shabbos, and if you don't do so, I will kill you, then if the guy tells a Jew that he wants him to cut the spasta and throw the spasta in front of the guy's animals in order that his animals should have food to eat, then certainly it's being done for the hanah of the guy. So in that case, the Jew can do so, and it's yava bal yareg, and he doesn't have to give up his life, as the guy is doing this l'hanah satzmai. However, if the guy told the Jew to cut his spasta off the ground and to throw the spasta into the sea or into a river, or else I will kill you, then we see that he's doing this l'avir el das, and as long as it's either b'hehesya or shask zir samachos, there would be a chiyuv of yehari v'al yavar. And the Gemara continues, boi minim Rab Ami ben noich mitzuvah al kedusha Hashem or yein mitzuvah al kedusha Hashem. They asked a shayla from Rab Ami, if someone threatened a goy and stated that you should be oivah on any of the zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach, and if you don't do so, then I will kill you. So is he mitzuvah to give up his life, or he's not mitzuvah to give up his life? And ayin Rashi dima maskla b'zrayu, that Rashi is mashma that he's referring to the zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach. However, in the second to last line of the narrow lines of Rashi, Rashi states, Ben Noach Muzal Vidkachavim, Yidotman Vidal Misais, Vim Oma Avoid Vaal Taharig, and if someone goes over to the guy and states that you should serve Avodah Zarah and you should not be killed, so the Shaila is, Mitzvah Lekadosh Hashem Oiloi, and from this Rashi, it seems to be that Rashi holds that the only time that we have a Shaila is only Binigay to Issa Avodah Zarah. And also keep in mind that if we're talking about all the Zayim Mitzvah Ben Noach, then it must be that this is being done with a Hesher in front of 10 Yisraelim, as otherwise the mitzvah Kiddush Hashem should seemingly not apply. And our Gemara continues, Amar Abaya, Abaya brings a raya to the shaila that was asked from Rabbi Abi. As Toshma, we learned to the Braisa, Sheva mitzvahs nitzav b'nei Noach, that the b'nei Noach were commanded in 7 mitzvahs, and v'im isa, and if they have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, then tamne hamen, then really there are 8 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. And l'chir, from this part of the Gemara, it's clear that the Gemara is asking about all Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. However, the Gemara responds, Amalei Rava, inu v'chala b'zrayu, that you can't bring a raya from this Braisa, as when the Braisa states Sheva mitzvahs and Stav b'nei Noach, it means to tell us that the b'nei Noach have 7 mitzvahs, which of course would include all the ancillary mitzvahs that are relevant to these daya mitzvahs b'nei Noach and all their addendums, and the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is part and parcel with all the daya mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Ayin Yad Rama, Amalei Rava, inu v'chala b'zrayu, hein v'chol tavleyen, and the Yad Rama defines a b'zrayu as spices, and as he continues, klima hein v'chol advar matzrichon lehem l'chaskan kulam b'chlolon hein hitavlun halalu shenitu metavshel l'heitu taimoy ve'in l'tavlun shem b'fnei atzmoy el aria kol nikra b'shem atavshel ayin shom. And l'mais, at this point, we don't have an answer to the shayla that was asked to Rabbi Ami, and therefore the Gemara asks, my havi Allah, now l'mais, how do we paskin, and does a goy have a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, or does a goy not have a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, and would not have a chiyuv of Yarek Val Yavar? And the Gemara continues, Amrav Abda Ba'ava, Amri Bei Rav that they learned in Yeshiva of Rav that we can bring a raya to the Shaila from two psukim in Malachim Beis, and these psukim are referring to a time after Namrin, who was a goy, agreed and accepted not to serve Avodah Zarah. So he said to Elisha that Hashem will have to forgive me for the times when I will escort the king of Aram to the base of Avodah Zarah, and he will lean on me for support in order to bow down to Avodah Zarah. And at that point, I will also have no choice but to also bow down, and I will be an oinis. And Elisha responds, Lech L'Sholim, and we see he agreed to Namrin, and he didn't tell him that there's an Issa and a Chiyav of Yarek Val Yavar. And as the Pesukim state in Perek Hay and Pasuk Yud Chas states, Namrin told Elisha, L'Dov Azeh Yisrach Hashem L'Avdecha Lo'i Adoni Beis Rimoin L'Shtach V'Shamov Hu Nishan Al Yodi V'Shtach V'Isi Beis Rimoin B'Shtach V'Isi Beis Rimoin Yisrach Hashem L'Avdecha B'Dov Azeh. And in Pasuk Yud Tes, Elisha responds to Namrin, V'Yoyim Eloi Lech L'Sholim V'Yelech Me'itoi Kivras Oretz, and Namrin was healed from his Tiras. And we continue on Daf Ayin Heim and Aleph, V'im Isa Lo'i Leimelei, and if it would be true that even a Goy has a Chiv of Kiddush Hashem, then Elisha should have told him that you have a Chiv of Kiddush Hashem and you have a din of Yarek Val Yavar. And as Rashi at the top of the Amud points out, V'im Isa de Ben Noach Muzal Kiddush Hashem Lo'i Neimelei Lech L'Sholim De Mashma De Hoylai. Rashi continues, Nehid Lo'i Chicha Lo'i Mitzuvah, as certainly Elisha did not have to give Musa to him, De Chiyach De Chiyach Asa Misech Ksiv V'lo'i Ger Toishav Mi Yoi Deo L'dva Isa Lo'i L'deo, that certainly he should not be Moida to a Dva Isa, and he shouldn't have made it sound like he was Moida, that was okay for him to bow down to Avodah Zarah in this manner. And L'chayr from this story, we see that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem doesn't apply to a Goy and doesn't apply to a Ger Toishav. However, the Gemara answers, Habitzina, Habavahesah, that Inach and Nami, although Benegay the story with Elisha and Namoin, the din of Yarek Val Yavah did not apply, as that was a Dovah that was being done Bitzina, as there weren't 10 Jews that knew about this, and therefore it was considered Bitzina. Therefore, the Chiyav of Yarek Val Yavah did not apply. However, from this story, we don't have Raya as to what Allah would be if a Goy would be told that you have to bow down to an Avodah Zarah in front of 10 Yisraelim, and it would be Vahesah if the din of Yarek Val Yavah would apply, if a Goy is Mitzvah Kiddush Hashem or not. And Ayin Rashi, Bitzina, Naman Bitzina Hava, V'lo Yisrael B'Beis Rimayin Shu Mishtach V'Lasham. And as we previously mentioned, V'Gabi Kiddush Hashem, B'Tech B'nei Yisrael Ksiv, V'Afilu Nitzav B'nei Neichala, Lo Nitzav L'Kacha B'Tech HaKutim, Elo B'Tech Yisrael. And Ayin Tap Tesis that points out, V'Afilu Manda Oma Bitzina Nami Yarek Val Yavar, and even according to the Manda Oma, that B'Negei Avodah Zarah, there's a Chiyuv of Yarek Val Yavar, even Bitzina, Hanimili Yisrael, Avakuti Loi, that certainly applies only to Yisrael, but not to Akuti. And Tesis points out that ultimately, our Gemara does not come out with a psak, and as Taisa states, Lamaskana Zu Lo Ifshita Bayin. However, Loshin May Havila Mashma the Maskana the Pshitasi, that the end result we actually are going to be Pesha the Shaila, and Veneri Yosek is from the Gasinan, and therefore it seems that we should be Gurus, Vim Isa Lemele, Habitsina Havasya, Vikapashle, the Lemafkin, Mid the Amale, Stam, Lech Lusholem, Ayin Shum. And before we finish, let us go back to Taisis on the Ayin Dalam Bay, Dima Maskal of Haesapasya Avoy, and Taisis asked Hema, the Havalul Akshuya, Rais Havoy, that we should have asked that Esther was a case of Gila Rais, the Ritzach for Naim Rasa, Lakuli Amo, Yarek Val Yavar, and everyone agrees that Benegay Ritzach and Naim Rasa, the din is Yarek Val Yavar, and since Esther was already married and she was an Ishzish, so even if it wasn't for Hesia, there should have still been a Chiyav, the Tarek Al Tavar, and Taisis brings for Rabbeinu Tam, the In Chayav Misal, Be'ilas Evik Chavim, Mishun Rachmana Afkri Lazari, the Evik Chavim, as we learned in Mesech Zivamais. However, Taisis asked multiple questions on the Shita Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore he states that in the Chinami, even if Avik Chavim is Mizana with an Eish Ish, then she will be Asal Baal and Asal Boil, and therefore on the second of the wide lines, Taisis states, V'hadle Parachacha V'esta Arayas Havoi, the Kimle, the Mahani Taim, the Kaka Oilam, Le'in the Le'im Mechayv, Limsa Atzma Mishom Arayas, the Meritzeach Yafinan, V'ritzeach Gufe, Kim Mechayv, Limsa Atzma, Hani Mili, Kim Shihar, B'Yidayim, Aval Hechad Le'i Ovid Maisa, Kagoyin Shemashlich Naisi Alatinak, Umismayach, Mistavish, In Chiyov, Limsa Atzma, the Motzi Oma Adraba, My Chazes Domed the Chavroi, Sum Kitve, Dilma Domed the Sum Kitve, Kiv Le'i Ovid Maisa, and therefore, certainly just based on Arayas alone, the Gemara never had a Shaila that Esther did not have a Chiyov of Tarek Val Tarek, as certainly the Svar of Kako Eilim would apply, as she wasn't doing a Maisa. However, the Gemara only asked this question, but Gia Chil Hashem, and as Taisa states, Abel in Chil Hashem, Mishum Fahesi, Le Sakadaitok, the Mahani Taim of the Kako Eilim, and the Gemara answers that the Tam of Kako Eilim even helps Benegi the Issa of Kiddush Hashem. And Taisa also discusses Yael, Yael, who had beer with Sisera, and even though she was Kaka Ilam, Gemara still is, Delamaisa, since she had Anah from the Tzaveira, so it should have been Asa. Once someone has Anah, that should be considered a Maisa, just like we find Benegay someone that's Misasek B'chalom V'rayis. Therefore, the Gemara Mesechtes Yevamos responds that the Boshin Shorisharim Rohi Eitzel Sadikim, the Chshibah Nach Shachava, Hitl Bazoyima, Ayin Sham. And finally, Taisis is, Vim Taima, Kishis Ratzis, Esel Achashveir, Shomer, Kasha Vati Avati, Lamalai Girsha Mordchai Tchila, Kadesh Te Mutaris Lachsaloi, the Machsagu Shosai, Layasir Biznus, Bolay Nasuyan. And Taisis answers, Vishlema, Dleha Rates Lagasha, Shayori Penny Vodilamalach, as he thought that that would become public knowledge, Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.